This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There were some comings and goings in a couple of the big stock indexes we talk about a lot on this program. The NASDAQ, heavy, as you know, on tech stocks, swapped five companies into its mix, including DoorDash. The S&P 500 made three changes, among them adding Uber. As Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains, the shakeups are all part of a quarterly rebalancing that the indices do that drive a whole lot of investing choices.
Stock indexes help us get a quick read on how publicly traded corporations as a whole are doing, says Paolo Pasquarello, a professor of finance at the University of Michigan.
Think of it as a gauge or a thermometer of the health of markets at any point in time.
Based on how dozens or hundreds of selected companies are performing, Sam Stovall with CFRA Research says diversification is the point. But recently, the major indexes have gotten more concentrated, with a handful of large companies weighted a little too heavily.
What these indexes do is say, okay, let's avoid or reduce this concentration risk by rebalancing, trimming.
If you have money in an index fund, these changes likely mean your investment is getting reshuffled, says Winnie Caesar with Credit Sites.
You have a portfolio of companies that is attempting to just replicate whatever that index is.
And little by little, that has become basically what the vast majority of us do on a daily basis.
Rather than betting on individual stocks, says Paolo Pasquarello at the University of Michigan. And he says there's a reason Americans have taken to this style of investing over the last few decades.
Beating the market, doing better than index investing is extremely difficult.
Funds that reflect stock indexes are cheaper to invest in. They offer better returns. He says it's hard to argue with that. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.